Blog Talk Radio.
What does it mean when we fight?
I've got real words to say to you. Yeah.
Nobody told me that my bedroom floor is where I will find a peace of mind. No need for distraction or an intervention. I figured it out. Leave it all behind. Cause when the tears are falling, my heart is breaking, love is fading. Let the music in. And when the tears are falling, my heart is breaking, love is fading. Dance like nobody's watching. Gonna be
the one to save me. Dance like nobody's watching me. Dance like nobody's watching me.
This is independent recording artist and actress Ivana Christie, the Georgia Peach, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you're listening to Indie Artist Music on Morning Coffee with Flavor.
Fellas, grab your ladies tight. Ladies, make them feel alright. Cause this is the last song of the night, baby. Or WSRD 33.3, y'all.
Hey, Mr. DJ, I heard you dedicate this last one to the lovers. Well, make this a good one. Cause to me it means much more than the others. We gotta know when to let things be. So I'll put my hip in you. Say this stands for me, you. I had a real good time, but now it's time to say goodbye.
Oh, Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. This is my favorite time of the day, time of the week. It's beautiful here in Las Vegas. I've got the door wide open. I'm playing some great indie music for you today. I'm not drinking coffee, though. I'm drinking some ginger turmeric tea. So, hey, it's close, right? I hope you're doing well this morning. I am doing fabulous. I woke up early and just really, really was in a Lady Flavor mode and plotting and planning and this and that before I came on the air with you. So today I opened up with Cleveland Jones with Be Kind, going into DeLon White with Calling You Back, Yuma with Dance Like Nobody's Watching, Darian Dean with the last song featuring Tiffany Dizelle, and my friend over there in Italy, Antonio Ferraro, with Past. I hope you're enjoying the musical flavor that I'm playing for you this morning because I think it's fabulous. I think that music can be blended together. I don't think that you have to play just one style of music unless that's just your thing, right? But what I like to do here at Flavor's Lounge is just introduce you to a variety of genres. And you just never know, you know, how it might fit into your story and how it might make you feel. You might find that you find some musical flavors that you never thought that you would step out and experience and experience it right here at Flavor's Lounge. This is what I love to do. Kind of got away from it, but it's feeling really, really good right now. And I think sometimes we have to redefine our story. And that's something that I have been thinking about the last few shows. Last week, I talked about the fact of, you know, who's telling your story. I think especially if you are an artist out there, you know, trying to get in front of the masses, wanting to be recognized for your great talents. I think that you need to have somebody on your team or be connected to people out there who write blogs and reviews that can write about you. That's one of the things that I recognized some years back, you know, when I started really doing my research when I got into this industry. You know, how do independent artists and artists get out there and get really, you know, in front of people, the exposure to be recognized for your talents. And one of the things that was repeatedly stated is that you need to find people to write about you. When people start writing about you, that's kind of when you know that you have made it. You know, we're on social media and people hit the like button or whatever, but it matters when they actually stop and write something. It matters when they actually share. It's when you gain more exposure. That's when you know somebody is really, really paying attention. I found my own self, you know, hitting the like button on something and not fully paying attention to it. And I thought, why am I actually doing that? So think about that. Who are you connected to? Have you built relationships out there with people that are going to help document you? You want pictures taken. You want videos recorded. These cell phones, they put out some really, really great videos and pictures, you know. So utilize that, you know. Find people. Connect with people that are going to document your story because I think about that more and more and more as we are losing some great creative souls. You know, so many have passed on. And are their stories really documented? And how long can their stories live on? I think about the classics, the cover songs, the mainstream artists that are fully recognized who are living today to those that have passed on many, many years ago. And they're still being recognized. Their story is still being told. Who's going to tell your story? Think about it. Let me jump back in and play some more music for you. This is Lady Flava on Morning Coffee with Flava. And this is what I love to do. I love to play great independent music from all over the world. So I'm going to scroll down my list here. This is a creative soul out of Arizona that I have great, great respect for. Have not talked to him in a very long time, but I love his work. This is Mother's Favorite Child with Ordinary Man featuring Cree Turner.
I will love you forever and ever. in every minute. You leave me here. Leave me holding my heart. There's no way around love. It just comes and goes away.
Away.
Who really knows away. The answers? The rules of love changes every day, always. Here's what I say. Never meant to hurt. Crystal clear.
You won't go on and on.
On and
never
on.
Yeah.
Leave me holding my heart. I know it's my fault. I still love you.
You deserve me.
Really, really love you.
We won't
and I'm
go
sorry,
on.
It's been said that the fairy tales have all been read, yet the pages rest your little head, and they wrap you up inside your bed, and then take you to a place that you'll only find in your paradigm mind from the stories that you read. But if happy endings are just endings, and why the golden smile? So I wish you may, I wish you might find your once upon a time. So you said that you lost your sleep-related mind, and that elephants can really fly. Those are diamonds light in another sky. For a moment I could swear I saw and believed everything that you see in the way that life should be. And as you twirl around in your princess gown, it brings me back to life. So I wish you may, I wish you might find your once upon a time. I'll go with you and we'll do everything in your imagination. Don't let go. As we wash the fingerprints from your window. Oh, and as the years pass by, every look in my eye, when princess crowns turn to wedding gowns, and I'm the one who cries. From your nose and ends, I'll be your best friend. You're my once upon a time. See, I told you so. Fairy tales still are told. You're mine once upon a time.
easy for doing. So believe me when I say when I'm loving you, I'm losing my mind. But I think that's alright. I'm just, I used to fantasize about you and I shoot my eye out with my eyes wide shut, but I could never lose sight. You keep your shine. I'm stuck like a traffic jam in the bed, damn, we both cry. Then left, then like, I don't know, a red light, every direction cardinal. Excuse us if we're audible, honestly, on a roll, so we out of see where it all could go. I'm a little bubbly, blowing bubbles in the breeze at the beach. These are the visions of you and me. Yeah, I struggle sometimes, I get it. The labels scare you sometimes, well, I'm with it. I know you wanna figure it out, but shit, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Your girlfriend thinks I'm playing, game is overrated. I'd rather it remain an A and B conversation. Doesn't have to be complicated. I'm willing to make arrangements as long as I can have you. Have you.
Ooh,
la, 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 la. Ooh, won't you take me away?
The juice. Good morning, good morning. How are you? I am blessed and I hope that you are too. This is Lady Flava on Morning Coffee with Flava on Flava's Lounge Radio. And in this last set, I played Mother's Favorite Child, Ordinary Man featuring Cree Turner, going into my friend, my partner in crime, Mark Van Claggett with Never Meant To. And then a young man who I have so much respect for and have, you know, had the pleasure of playing his music for many, many years. His name is Matt Cusin, and I played Once Upon a Time. Going into Sam Hankins with I feel it on the back of my neck. I'm sorry, I stumbled over that one. Sam Hankins, I Feel It on the Back of My Neck. Oh, and I felt that one on the back of my neck. That was some hotness. And then a song produced by Owar Arunga called The Sweet of the Juice. I hope you're enjoying the music I'm playing, because music can do so much for us, you know. I think about this a lot, you know, what type of music I play and at what point in time do I choose certain genres or certain sounds that I want to listen to. And I think the thing is, you know, so many of us, you know, experience music almost every day of our life, you know, in one way or another, whether it's we're working out, whether we're wanting to dance, whether you're a singer and a songwriter, you know, a musician, you know. Music is something that is just a part of most of our everyday living. And I've been thinking this past year, what would it be like if we didn't have art to experience, if we didn't have music, if we didn't have TV, if we didn't have things to read or to listen to, you know? Man, the pandemic would have been really, really hard for us to get through. But I thank God that we have art. You know, I thank God for the creative souls that have created things for us to experience, even when we're kind of in a lockdown around the world. And the blessing is to be on internet radio. You can connect with, you know, great, great talents all over the world, you know. And I'm grateful that I never gave up on this. you know, sometimes it was hard for me. It was really, really hard because I felt like I kind of lost my way. You know, I kind of feel like I lost a chapter of my life, you know, and, you know, a good portion of that I can blame on my own self. It's so easy to blame our story on somebody else. But, you know, sometimes we need to look at that chapter we're writing and say, okay, you know what? You played a big role. We always have choices. We always have options to go this way or to go that way. We always could change our perspective, you know, or our opinions on things, you know. And I think about that a lot. And in this past year, I've changed. I've shifted my story. I'm growing. I'm healing. I'm becoming, I think, a better Lady Flava, a better Susan Koshy. How about you? You know, what does your story look like? Do you even know what your real, real truth is? What your story really, really is? I think this is something that I will be talking about for a little bit now. You know, what does your story look like? Who is telling your story? How are you telling your story? You know, what tools are you using? Do you have all the tools that you need to tell your story? Something to really think about, especially if you're a creative soul trying to get out there and to be recognized. You want to go beyond the people that are following you. You want to grow your audience. One of the things I did years ago was decided to go on the different social medias and try to connect with different people, not the same people, you know, that I have, say, on Facebook, but trying to reach out and connect with different people. Because what I do is I want to go beyond the people that, you know, are allowed to follow me on the algorithm of Facebook. So frustrating, right? Have 5,000 friends and maybe 200, you know, of them see your posts and you see their posts. That's not effective in my opinion. But anyway, that's why I branched out, you know, so that I could reach out to more people. And as I get more and more comfortable being back on the radio, I really want to start telling your story. The bad thing about Blog Talk is some things have definitely changed since I first came on here, and I'm not liking it. I've tried to address it. Like, for instance, people being able to call into my radio show. I tried to do it my own self, and it talked about the fact that it was going to cost money from my phone. Blog Talk says that it has to do with T-Mobile and Metro. I don't know if that's a fact, but I suppose that's a conversation I need to have with T-Mobile because my phone's a T-Mobile. But I miss talking to people. I miss hearing your stories, how you think, how you feel about certain things, especially when it comes to arts and entertainment and being an independent artist. So I'm trying to gain my own tools, you know, where I can effectively help you tell your story from my little corner of the world now in Las Vegas, Nevada. So anyway, that's just where my mind is right now. What's your story? Are you telling the truth about your story? I'm not saying that you got to put your business out there. That's very, very different. But when it comes to being a creative soul, and for instance, do you have a current artist bio? Do you even have an artist bio? That's something to really, really think about, you know. If you don't, I suggest you create one. And if you have one, I suggest that you update it if you haven't updated it in a while, huh? So let me scroll through my list again and see who do I want to play now. This track I just received. This is a brand new track. I actually broke it on one of my Flava's Groove the other night, and I'm going to play it for you today. This is called People 2 by D Dweller, and totally support when an artist says, can you please tell them where you can find my music and to buy my music. So you can find D Dweller at www.ddweller.com, ddweller.com, and I'm going to play again, People Too.
What about us people?
Earthborn aliens. No wonder why they make all these movies about zombies. Humanity with depression and insanity. They're killing everybody in sight. That's how they bred to be. One innocent child in a crowd. Please teach us again how to smile. A whole civilization turned wild. We'd rather turn our backs than reach out. There's a storm coming our way, but no clouds. Humanity just put earth and lost and found. I bet you wonder where you're going now. I bet you wonder where you're from now. Middle class, we one payday from being astray. If you went back in the past, who would you be? Think fast. Earth is about to crash with the capital H rash. Under God, they trying to take our liberty and justice, dear frauds. We should print all their faces on counterfeits. Only the presidents that wasn't worth shit. When we march, we the people, we the torch, we the superheroes. Take a stand in this world. Marching for civil rights, marching for women's rights. Fighting for injustice to make justice go right. People, how many times do we look down the sniper's sight? Put the gun down and look with both eyes. Terrorism never cared about lives. To the ghost of Richard Gatlin, I hope you're listening. Gun violence, mankind with their civil wars. We following the dinosaurs. A whole civilization of bones in the tar.
What about us?
Give up their heart to make it equal. Horsepower to the people. Mr. Bald Eagle, what's your cerebral? You should fly into the hospitals and maybe little by little understand the cancer victims. And God bless the kind-hearted. Have you ever pulled money out your pocket and gave it to a person in need because he was starving? Go get the blankets out your closet and go hand it to a soul on the street that's homeless. My lyrics paint the world cause I'm an artist. Different colors, different cultures, different religions and regions. When Mother Nature tear us apart, we form legions. We form legions.
What about us people?
told. She was told that she was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty, you all that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shake. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called Miss It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments and form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on and get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed an independency and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she say, with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her other patent abuse. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And saw a glimmer of hope. And she said no. Cause no one ever told her.
I didn't wake you.
No. What is on your mind, Queen?
You know, sometimes I feel like nothing in this life makes sense. That God has given me so many talents, yet in my mind, I will never be good enough. If I had a dollar for every restless night I've spent serenading the heavens with rhythmic moans, bellied in the recesses of my pain. Each time I try to extend the hand to touch that glorious enchanting light, glowing ever so brightly in my dreams, I'm yanked back by the shackles of my reality.
It is pretty frustrating when things get in the way of you achieving your dreams.
No, you don't understand. I mean, when you can't stand the sensation of being in your own skin. Can you imagine how that feels? I'm so weary. So tired. I can't write. I'm just here, waiting, meeting, dying,
day my spiritual purpose becomes more and more jaded, shaded by life's sultry tears, throwing tantrums in my head and in my heart, like trying to see the sun on a stormy day. I can't see. Lord, help me. I can't see me.
Lyric, Queen. I truly wish I could remove this feeling, these feelings, so they no longer hold that place within your spirit. But I know my limitations. I can, however, let you know that alone you are not. I have the recollection of childhood origins, the statements of, "Why me, Lord?" coming from those that were supposed to love me without conditions. Daily was the projection of burden and regret placed on me by he, by she. And they were as one in their angst. Thus the beginning of me wondering why I even breathe. What is the point of me being? I remember you spoke of not being able to stand the sensation of occupying your skin. I used to wish I could dig the nubs I had for fingernails into my skin and rip it away so I could be free. So you see, when I tell you, after hearing you break down your internal war to me, I feel you. I truly do, precious one. I encourage you to edify from within. There is no fault in the encouragement of self. Every ounce of esteem and worth has been given to you by the Father. Queen, I have a question for you. Check that, several questions. Do you remember the last time you sang from your spirit's origin and it moved every being under the sound of your voice? And after the moment was gone, they were still moved. Do you recall the time I told you the melody of your word killed the rage in my heart at that moment? Do you remember that person, damaged in spirit, and how they said, "Lyric, I thank you so much for your words. I now have hope renewed." I see the clarity in a portion of your purpose. I believe the rest will be revealed at the appointed time. Please hear me when I say to you, don't try to write anymore. Don't try to sing anymore. Just let go and allow the spirit God has given you to flow out. Your words will write themselves. Your songs will ease a troubled mind.
So long, but now I know I gotta hold on.
Thanks, Storm.
Daily living, but not even white supremacy can block out divine life given. So I'ma continue to live on my my mission. I'm gonna continue to live on my mission. But I'm feeling like I can't breathe the foul scent of racism, trying to pollute my daily living. But not even white supremacy can block out the divine light given. So I'ma continue living on my mission. Ooh, on my mission. Trying to wrap my mind around these wicked days and times, or better yet, wrap my head instead, to stay protected from the media rays, projected meant to leave me warped, zombified, reactionary, or misled. But Ferguson broadcasted to the world, the struggle is not dead. Our human rights struggle is never dead. Always the game is to shift the focus instead, intended to rule the body of the people through the head, with headlines made to separate and keep the people high. Addicted to hate, we don't want to recreate that, even with its tragedy. It's hard for us to relate, for us to relate.
It's very difficult to teach us as a people, because we have been tricked in so many different kinds of ways. When you start talking about re-educating us, or giving us our first education, it has to be very difficult.
I'm feeling like I can't breathe this foul scent of racism, trying to pollute my daily living, but not even white supremacy can block out divine light given. So I'ma continue living on my mission, living on my mission. I said I'm feeling like I can't breathe the foul scent of racism, trying to pollute my daily living, but not even white supremacy can block out divine light given. So I'll continue living on my mission, living on my mission. Since the ships, it seems the chips have been stacked, as now, like them ships, our bodies are still being stacked inside prison plantations and morgues, packed in this program. Our souls are chose to be packed, files of truth rewritten, making our hard drive operate from lack, instigating our purpose that now Black Lives Matter, as if it's the newest app. Man, where we at? Once again attacked, like the olden days, those days that we still feel inside of our backs. This never stops, this won't stop, it keeps us going, showing us that truly we still have a purpose, yeah, to move on. This service that we commit ourselves to every day to stay true, from breath to lung, to feet to mind to heart, where we from, no matter where this is at. We are who we are for real, and we'll never separate from that truth, from that eternal fact. Feeling like I can't breathe, 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 feeling like I can't breathe. This
number of people protesting outside the court of police now, but not the white supremacy can block out the divine light. So I'll continue living on my mission. Now protesters say the way police took back the precinct made them feel ambushed and disrespected. Black Lives Matter say they have been peaceful, and this escalation of emotion is because of the actions of officials who they say are determined to silence their call for transparency in the investigation of the shooting of Jamar Clark.
Because we have been framed into so many wrong ideas, it's very hard to get any new information in. And we tend to reject it, especially if it requires us to change personally. We are more apt to agree on change if it's something we can maybe think differently about.
You gotta end sometime.
God has given you a vision, a mission. You can't let anyone or anything stop you. Sometimes you find yourself with a mission and a vision from God, your dream, and it seems like no one there has got your back. You look to your left, you look to your right, and there's no friends, and it seems like God, who gave you this vision, doesn't have your back, and you feel alone, alone in the dark. And people will come against you, they'll talk about you, Because their mission is to stop you. The haters will try to stop you from conceding to what you need to do, from accomplishing what God have you to do. But nothing's gonna stop you. Your words will not stop me. Your chains cannot lock me. Nothing's gonna stop me. Know that this, God has got your back, even if you can't see him. And ignore the naysayers. And you just keep on with nothing's gonna stop me.
Did you know that April is National Poetry Month? So I want to honor and celebrate poetry. I would love to have some poets and spoken word artists that have recorded audio pieces to get at me at FlavasLounge@gmail.com. Send me, you know, your best quality. You can record off of a cell phone. You can definitely record an audio off of a cell phone. Many spoken word artists, you know, create, you know, pieces just by recording it on their cell phone. You can either do it, you know, with no music or with some music in the background, you know. Get creative. Think about that. Send me some of your tracks to FlavasLounge@gmail.com. I want to play you. I want to honor you. So in this last set, I played D-Dweller with People 2, going into Terrell K with She Was Never Told, my dear, dear friend, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his piece Trouble Mind featuring another dear friend, Lyric. Going into Miles Warren with I Can't Breathe, Frederick Westbrook, who's right here in Las Vegas with Nothing Gonna Stop Me featuring Candace Moore. And I want to honor, you know, the poets out there. You know, so many of you lyricists are actually poets, right? I would love to honor you by playing you here on Flavas Lounge Radio. So again, send me your audio tracks, MP3s. If it's just an audio track off of your phone, email it to me. I can convert it. I want an artist bio too. Tell me something about you, you know, how you got started in writing poetry and spoken word or performing spoken word. You know, tell me about who you are. I want to talk about you. I want to share you with my listening audience, honoring you for April of 2021. You know, kind of getting back to, you know, your story. You know, I think it's something that's important to look at. Like I said, you know, since I've been here in Vegas, you know, several people have passed away that were great Vegas entertainers, you know, and there are definitely those people that can talk and tell their story. But I just kind of wonder how much of it is really, really documented, you know, somehow, blogs, whether it's through books, whether it's, you know, video recorded, interviews, audio recorded, you know, storytelling, whatever it is, you know. You know, one of my cousins passed away just a few days ago, and I, to this day, do not know the specifics because she and I are about the same age. As far as I know, she was pretty, pretty healthy, and she had a massive stroke. And so, you know, it just, you know, we always have these reminders, especially during this past year of COVID, you know, reminders of how life is very, very precious. And it makes me really wonder, you know, who's telling the story. I'm very blessed to have a book that was written by my uncle about my Koshi family, my Japanese side. And he went all the way back, you know, to the beginning of the Koshi family. I think it's important to, you know, continue that journey. You know, I think if you're not happy with your foundation, if you're not happy with how your story would write right now, you can always change that, right? You can always step up and change that. But I think that there's a story that needs to be told. And like I mentioned last week on my show, you know, I have a girlfriend, a colleague who's writing a book of her family's history. And some of it's kind of scandalous, you know, but it is her family's story. And I applaud her for doing that because I just think it needs to be told. It's interesting how when my daddy passed away and my godmama passed away, at their memorial services, you know, people got up and spoke, and we learned things about my daddy and my godmama on those days that we didn't actually know, because it's interesting how our elders did not really speak about all the greatness that they were a part of, or even, you know, were in charge of. And so those are conversations I kind of wish I could have had with them, you know, if I really, really knew what was going on. I think sometimes when you live a certain life, you know, and this is just what the elders in your world do, you maybe take it for granted or don't see it as anything different that needs, you know, to, you know, have further conversation. Is just what is, right? But more and more, I'm thinking about, you know, who's telling the story? What does your story look like? What does it sound like? What does it read like? There's some great Black entertainers here in Las Vegas, you know, and there was a time when Black entertainment was really, really respected and appreciated, and where they made a significant amount of money. You know, they did very, very well for themselves. And then something shifted drastically. And it turned into just struggling for a gig, you know. And I think that's a story that needs to be told. You know, I think that we need to support the Black entertainers down here in Vegas to help them thrive, tell their story, get the word out around the world why Vegas is the place for you people to come and experience them. Pretty much they're performing for the locals, which is cool, you know, which is really cool. But I think that if they could go beyond that, that would make it even more phenomenal, you know. And so I'm kind of, you know, thinking through what is my role in all of this? You know, what is my purpose in Vegas? You know, I came down here with one story and it just felt like it kind of stopped and I paused, you know, and I'm trying to kind of change my perspective, change my thoughts, change my drive, you know, and I'm just grateful to God that he just kept me here, kept me still, and allowed me to go through what I needed to go through to come back to where he wants me to be. So one of the places God wants me to be is right here, supporting great, great independent music And I know that I talked about the fact that I want poets and spoken word artists to reach out to me because this is Poetry Month, National Poetry Month. But of course, I want just great, great independent music and tracks to be sent to me. So again, I want to know what your name is, what your artist name is, where you're living, where you're from. I want an artist bio, a one sheet, an EPK, a website, something that tells me about who you are. If you're sending me new tracks like D-Dweller, you know, please feel free to send me links where your music can be purchased, you know, or even just where your music can be purchased, period, because I definitely want to support that also. I want high quality MP3 tracks. I want, links, whatever, you know, just kind of sell me. Tell me what your story is, because I like to talk about the artists that I play on my shows. I do. I like to talk about the artists that I play on my shows, and I'm going to work it out where we can get back to doing the, you know, on the leopard carpet with Lady Flava and, you know, figure this all out, even if I have to jump ship and find another location for Flava's Lounge on internet radio. I like Blog Talk because I know how it works, but I'm frustrated with some of the changes that they've made, where it's made it a little bit more difficult, you know, to run a show smoothly on here. But, you know, all my shows are on Blog Talk all the way back to 2009 from when I first started. You know, they're all archived, and so I kind of hate to think in that direction, but you know, we'll see what can end up being worked out. And so let me get back to playing some more music for you. I've got about 30 more minutes left, and let's see, I'm gonna play a little bit of rock for you. This is Vortex with Locksmith, and they're actually out of Seattle, Washington, my hometown.
Thank you. well. I see a bright, shining future for the ghetto youth of America. You see, all we gotta know is that the whole world is waiting on us. Yeah.
And I view the world today.
Thank you. Don't you count him out, he's far from done. He's your hero, here to save the day. like oats on your surreal train. Fly for the falling, when in need they call him. He brawls till he's broken like them levees in New Orleans. He goes all in, won't fall victim to failure. Amazing, they praise him like songs from Mahalia. When you win, they nail you. Do you lose, they nail you. He learns all too quickly the aftermath of an error. When mistakes, self-doubt starts to get ya. Stress and test ya, the power of people and pressure. Start thinking different, revert to being distant. That man in your team sees a change in an instant. Sick in the task, now he high, time to mask. Could escape with his cape, but the fear comes to pass. Time to crash, but it won't be the last. Power gets to life, can't always be too. But everybody got the grip tonight.
He's your hero, here to save the day. Whoa, prepare to take you up a little way. Oh, but if your hero falls, it fills you with your say. Is he your hero? Or is he still your hero just to stay?
Oh, we are nearing the end of Morning Coffee with Flava this Saturday morning in Las Vegas. I hope you're digging the different music that I'm playing for you. I just feel like, you know, you can play all kinds of genres in one show and just expose people to some different sounds and flavors that they may not be accustomed to. You know, we all have life choices of what we gravitate towards, but sometimes we get kind of narrow-minded and don't expand outside of the box we create for ourselves. So here on Flavors Lounge Radio, I want to introduce you to a diverse group of independent artists from all over the world. In this last set, I played Vortex with Locksmith, going into The Dubber with Late Night Ride, Jay's Wade with What's Come Over Me, Giorgio Ranciero with Inner Skin, and Superhero by Drew Davis. There's so much that I can talk about, but today and last week, I've really been thinking about history, stories, documenting, artist bios, you know, just how is that story, you know, going to live on? And do you even want it to? For me, I kind of like being in the background, but at the same time, I know that I'm a public figure. Even though behind, you know, the internet radio scene, you can't really see me, right? But, you know, I do think there's a part of me that wants my story told. I want people to know that I cared and loved and respect creative souls, you know, and that I did my best, my part, to try to provide a platform for them to be heard and experienced, you know, beyond their own networks out there in social media land and in person. So I do think that's the part of my story that I do want to be told. So think about that. What's your story? What do you want people to know about you? Are you able to talk about yourself? You know, sometimes people have great stories, but they're not so good at talking about it. And I hope that I can work this out, you know, somehow where I can have people come on and do live interviews, or maybe we just have to work it out a different way. Because I love the fact that, especially here on Blog Talk Radio, all of the leopard carpet interviews are documented. They're right here. You know, they're archived. And anybody could scroll down my list and check them out and you know, of course, I need to get updated stories because my documentation, my archives here on Blog Talk Radio go all the way back to November of 2009, and that's why I love it here. But anyway, as my brother would say, you know, Susan, you need to get with the time. So I know. I want to play one more song for you. This is a piece by an artist I have great respect for back home in Seattle. If you saw us standing next to each other, I come to about his armpit. His name is Mr. Chapman, and this is Borderline.
This is where it all comes down. Thousands of people coming out of the floor, this is what they have to face. It is this one gate. And this one sort of gatekeepers.
He'll reach the borderline, he'll walk and stay alive, he'll walk a better line, he'll try to strategize, but some don't realize, and only criticize, or look on in his eyes, they get deported. He'll reach the borderline, he'll walk and stay alive, he'll walk a better line, he'll try to strategize, but some don't realize, and only criticize, or look on in his eyes, they get deported. Never know what to expect when they reach the border. Never know am I gonna face a one piece of drama. Never know am I gonna find yourself in some danger. What this life becomes seek asylum. Or be locked up in a box like a cage animal. Cross your fear face like a damn criminal. All of this I want make him start wonder. Where God the days are open and what was promised. He'll reach the borderline, he'll walk and stay alive, he'll walk the better line, he'll try to strategize, but some don't realize, and only criticize. Or look on in his eyes, they get deported. He'll reach the borderline, he'll walk and stay alive, he'll walk the better line, he'll try to strategize, but some don't realize, and only criticize. Or look on in his eyes, they're really devoted. Never know what to expect when you reach the border. At the level of success in his occupation, Timbo couldn't be the work, no time fruits of labor. The mafia rush him life like a raging ocean. But I'd be something holding back like him on the anchor. I go stop him block him into a big promotion. I go stop him block the path to a bigger blessing. Now what this be the work of some damn hater? They go knock on me, they go with them try to be enter. I go stop retreating the man like him never welcome. But no matter what I'm gonna can't stop the mission. So watch him fly on the gate and go cross the border. He'll reach the borderline, he'll walk and stay alive, he'll walk the better line, he'll try to strategize, but some don't realize, and only criticize, or look on in his eyes, they get deported. He'll reach the borderline, he'll walk and stay alive, he'll walk the better line, he'll try to strategize, but some don't realize, and only criticize, or look on in his eyes, they're really devoted. He'll reach the borderline, he'll walk and stay alive, he'll walk the better line, he'll try to strategize, but some don't realize, and only criticize.
to love again.
I want to thank you for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I love to be every Saturday, and this is where you can find me every Saturday, where I play great independent music, have some conversation for you. Today I'm drinking tea instead of coffee, but I'll be drinking something, right? Thank you for listening to my show live. To those that come back and check out the archives, I love doing this with you and for you. Take care. God bless. If you want to be heard on Flava's Lounge Radio, get at me at flavaslounge@gmail.com. Take care. God bless. Have a great Saturday.